It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Last night with some thunder bumpers that moved through. Right now in Salt Lake City, it's a very pleasant 62 degrees to start your morning.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Utah's coronavirus spike. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Utah County Health Department has issued a countywide mask mandate effective immediately.
Behavior is what needs to change to make this work.
Utah's coronavirus spike. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, the Utah County Health Department and Utah County Commission issued this public mandate last night. It'll last until October 20th unless they renew it. They say if the recent trajectory of cases are to continue, the healthcare system's capacity could be at risk. The public health order gives exemptions for children under 5 years old and those with conditions making them unable to wear a mask. The state health department says coronavirus cases in Utah County grew by 81% in the last week. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Our live team coverage continues with KSL TV's Matt Rascone, who reports a large percentage of the recent COVID-19 cases are associated with BYU and UVU.
BYU's weekly total has jumped from 76 reported week one to 467 cases reported last week, while UVU has gone from around 20 cases to 62 reported last week. The presidents of both universities sent a joint letter to students urging them to change behavior or they could be forced to close campus.
Meanwhile, Provo will be launching a $100,000 campaign to get college students to mask up. Mayor Michelle Cafusi says they're trying something different because young people are driving a major spike in coronavirus cases.
The mandate was in place prior to the students coming. Even with the mandate, the numbers have gone through the roof. So something I think we've all learned is the students don't really care about a mandate.
Students will be writing social media ads and coming up with other ways to get classmates to wear a mask.
The directive yesterday from Governor Gary Herbert moving Provo back to the orange or moderate risk phase of our coronavirus recovery means fans will not be allowed in the next two BYU football games at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and that includes this Saturday's game against Troy and the October 2nd game against Louisiana Tech.
The NBA has set December 1st as the start of the next regular season, but the commissioner is now expressing some doubt about that date. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the update. John?
Yeah, Amanda, we're down to only four teams left in the Orlando bubble, but for much of the NBA, their focus is already squarely on next season. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has said in the past that a December start may be in the cards, but in a recent interview on CNN, he admitted that January of 2021 may be more likely. Now, on the top of mind for many fans is whether or not they'll be allowed to actually watch those games in person.
The goal would be to play games in home arenas in front of fans. But there's still a lot that we need to learn.
Silver adds that some of the unknowns include how available rapid testing will be in a few months and how that plays into getting fans in arenas. He goes on to say that the goal for next season is to play a standard season. That means 82 games and playoffs. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Let's go in depth here. A Utah family says the pandemic could be affecting their toddler's development. They've been unable to get effective speech therapy for the little guy. Mask mandates and online appointments are tougher for speech therapy, which depends on patients seeing their mouths.
KSL TV's Ashley Moser has an in-depth report on Oscar, who finally started preschool last week and got his first speech therapy months after the pandemic began.
Three-year-old Oscar is like any other little boy.
Hey, come down this slide.
He loves to play outside and be with family. But when it comes to communicating, his way is a little different. Oscar has a neurological disorder called childhood apraxia of speech.
He doesn't know how to make the sounds to make words, so he makes the same sounds over and over again, and he thinks he's saying the words, but he's not.
Mom Jessie says early intervention is key.
The best treatment for apraxia is very intensive. It's daily.
But getting those crucial lessons right now,
he's made zero progress,
is near to impossible.
My son can't get speech therapy because he's not allowed to remove his mask under any circumstances.
The delay that this is causing is just so frustrating.
Oscar's therapist says in-person appointments have come to a standstill and says meeting face-to-face is crucial.
When I'm working with a child, sometimes I'm there and I'm touching their face and I'm saying, you got to make it a little smaller, it's too big, or we're going to make it open and then small.
She's tried online appointments,
but it's just so hard.
And is now working to get other face coverings approved.
The child can now see my face.
Until then, it's a waiting game. One Oscar's family is fighting to win.
Where it's not life-threatening, it absolutely is medically necessary. They need these services, they need to keep going, and we need to make progress.
Even though he's in school and getting speech therapy now in the Weber District, there's still a mask policy in place.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Only two more days of above-average temperatures for the Wasatch Front.
If we're looking for more of that fall-like weather, now that fall is officially here, let's just give it a couple of days. By Friday, we start with highs only in the 70s, and we're going to keep that going through the weekend and into early next week, and those morning temperatures are going to drop as well.
Grant says temperatures are going to be in the upper 80s today and tomorrow before falling into the 70s for the rest of the seven-day forecast.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And we've got traffic looking good on North 15 through Utah and Salt Lake County, looking a little bit thick around 90th south, but that seems to have thinned. Now that the crash is gone from I-15 in Roy, northbound lanes are clear from Clearfield up into Ogden, and the southbound drive's been good all morning from Ogden to downtown, minimum travel times, and it's looking good on I-80 as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:06.
The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A group of Utahns is protesting the announcements by Senator Mike Lee and Mitt Romney that they will vote on a replacement for Justice Ginsburg.
We are honoring Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We are honoring her final wishes, as stated by her granddaughter, that she did not want her seat to be filled until the election.
The demonstrators carried signs fashioned after the collar Justice Ginsburg would wear when she disagreed with a Supreme Court decision.
Justice Ginsburg lies in repose starting this hour. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the casket arrives this hour for Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in repose in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court this morning through tomorrow. Senator Patrick Leahy paid tribute yesterday.
She spoke quietly yet confidently, piercing through dense legal arguments with moral clarity.
Justice Ginsburg becomes the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Friday. Democrats are now citing the claim from Justice Ginsburg's granddaughter that her dying wish was she not be replaced until the next president has been installed. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer:
we should honor her dying wish.
But Republicans are skeptical about that claim. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf facing a Senate confirmation hearing this morning, likely to face questions about the response to recent protests.
Today, the department is resisting the civil unrest that is gripping certain cities across the country.
He's been acting head of DHS since last November, and the U.S. House approved a continuing resolution to fund the government through December yesterday, sending it to the Senate for expected passage. A deal was reached with Democrats getting $8 billion in food assistance, Republicans getting continued aid to farmers. Last time Congress passed an actual budget, 1996. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Vice President Mike Pence is back in Washington this morning after a bird strike forced Air Force Two to return to New Hampshire shortly after takeoff. That bird strike was captured on video on the ground. Nobody was hurt. Nobody appeared to be in danger. Air Force Two turned around and landed again, and Vice President Pence then rode a cargo plane back to Washington instead.
A Michigan prosecutor will not file charges against a homeowner who put a toilet on his front lawn with the message, "Place mail-in ballots here." The county's election clerk actually complained about it, saying it's a crime to take illegal possession of an absentee ballot. But the prosecutor says there's no evidence of fraud and believes it was an attempt to make a funny political statement.
And for anybody that would have thought about dropping their ballot in the toilet in the man's front yard, probably shouldn't be voting anyway, I'm just going to say. 709, let's see how things are doing on the roads out there with Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And, of course, we go to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, it's been a nice drive through Salt Lake County so far this morning. Still haven't seen any crashes pop up on city streets. Volumes have stayed pretty light on Bangor Highway. Busiest stretch is at 6200 South right now in West Jordan, and even that's not as bad as it gets some days. I-15 heavy from 106 to 90 is south, but it looks like you'll be able to keep the speed limit the whole way through Salt Lake County. Eric?
I-15 continues to look good in Utah County. No trouble spots from Provo to Point of the Mountain. 20 minutes drive time from University Avenue. Even Redwood Road, it's not really seeing any kind of slowing heading north away from Crossroads up to 2100 North and onto the Port of Rockwell turnoff. Heather?
The delays are finally gone on I-15 northbound in Roy as the crash is cleared. Southbounders will still be 30 minutes as you're leaving Ogden right now and heading into downtown Salt Lake City. We are seeing a little bit of congestion, though, on US 89 right around Cherry Lane and in Fruit Heights, but everybody else moving along at freeway speeds. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, courteous, happy, and willing to help with any repair or replacement needs you have. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Cool morning out there. We're starting off at 63 degrees at 7 a.m., 80 degrees at noon under lots of sunshine, smoky sun at 4 p.m. It warms up to 87 and backing down to 83 degrees, more clear skies at 7 p.m. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Grant said it a minute ago, 63 downtown.
Coming up in a moment, we'll have the latest from Ryan Burrow on what's happening in Louisville as they prepare for a decision from the grand jury on whether or not any of those six officers will be charged in the death of Breonna Taylor. More on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
The leader of Utah Task Force One says he's amazed at the kindness of the victims of the Oregon wildfires.
Wade Russell says he thought they might be unwelcome as they looked for bodies and surveyed damage in what used to be people's homes, but he says he found the opposite.
We have quite a few really, really positive interactions.
Russell recalls a distraught elderly man who didn't care that he had just lost everything, except he couldn't find his wife's urn.
This team dropped what they were doing. They immediately engaged with him. They found out where he thought they were. Continued to work for about an hour till they found the urn.
He thinks his team may have now formed a relationship with the man.
They have been in contact with him every single day since. He can't say thank you enough.
Russell says his team of 80 all returned home healthy. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Springville police say the arrest of one man led them to three storage units full of stolen merchandise.
We had a compound bow that was worth several thousand dollars, RC cars, chainsaws.
Springville Police Chief Craig Martinez says they also recovered a lot of construction equipment. He says officers were watching construction sites after the theft of three trailers. Now he's asking anyone who's had trailers, construction equipment, or sheds burglarized to please give them a call.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, a Utah family has come under fire on social media after posting a video of their six-month-old baby water skiing. In the video, Casey Humphrey sits in a boat within arm's length of his six-month-old son, Rich, who was water skiing at a very slow speed at Lake Powell.
Wow. Former NFL quarterback Tim Tebow has just released a new children's book. He says the book focuses on taking your greatest disability and turning it into your greatest ability.
An Illinois man is celebrating the 60th birthday of an unusual keepsake. He has a half-eaten buffalo chicken sandwich in his freezer from 1960. Who ate the other half? Richard Nixon during a campaign stop. So, stop for a photo op. Obviously wasn't there to finish the meal. Just ate a couple of bites, so the guy put it in the freezer. I don't know. Is that worth anything on eBay these days?
I would think so.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Utah County, you have been served. You're officially under a new mask mandate. Tonight, you revert back to the orange phase. 9:20 today, Mayor Kaufusi calling in live. We're going to ask her how she plans to dig her city out of orange.
The Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is up and running this morning at 57500. KSL News Time, now 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new education campaign's coming to Provo to get college kids to mask up. Health officials say a spike in positive coronavirus tests can be linked to young people. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, the Utah County Health Department and the Utah County Commission have issued the public face mask mandate. It will stay in effect until October 20th.
Third, of course, we'll continue to see how that drive is going. For those of you making your way in, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards, find your fave.
Well, if you're taking the freeway, you've got nothing to slow you down. In between Provo and Ogden, in either direction, it's looking really good. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine, hazy, and 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
63 degrees.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. About a half hour from now, a private ceremony will begin for Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court. Afterwards, her casket will be brought out to the portico for public viewing. On Saturday, President Trump will name his choice to replace Ginsburg on the court. The latest ABC News Washington Post poll shows a close race in two battleground states. ABC Cecilia Vega.
We are talking about Arizona and Florida, states that Trump won back in 2016. And right now it looks like the president has a slight edge among likely voters in both of those states. In Florida, Biden, he's got tepid support among Latinos right now. And the president, he's really good winning on the economy overall. Voters overwhelmingly favor him to handle it over Joe Biden right now.
Coronavirus cases are on the rise in 23 states, and at least 18 states are now in the so-called red zone, meaning they had more than 100 cases per 100,000 residents, and more than 10% of new tests were positive. 200,000 Americans are now dead from COVID-19. ABC's Karen Travers with more on what the president's saying about it.
At the White House and on the campaign trail Tuesday, President Trump did not acknowledge the human cost of the coronavirus in the U.S. Instead, he praised his handling of the pandemic and said the death toll could have been worse.
The original numbers were around 200,000 if you do it right, if you did a good job and if the public worked along. And if you didn't do it right, you'd be at 2 million, 2.5 million.
Those early projections, however, assumed no mitigation efforts. The U.S. has 4% of the world's population, but 20% of the world's COVID-19-related deaths. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
State of emergency still in place in Louisville, Kentucky, as we await possible criminal charges in the Breonna Taylor case. Many buildings downtown boarded up.
The vast majority of protests here over the last several weeks have been peaceful. The mayor and other city officials say they do not know when exactly a decision will be announced.
It's Alex Perez. You're listening to ABC News.
Let's go on in depth now on that situation in Louisville, Kentucky, where a state of emergency remains in place. Police are waiting for a ruling on possible charges against officers involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow. Is there any indication, Ryan, as to when the decision will come down?
No, other than we think it'll happen soon, and we really, the only thing we have to go on that is based on the fact that the federal courthouses are shut down through the end of this week. That doesn't necessarily mean they won't be shut down longer, but that's all we really have to go on. The mayor, the governor, the police department, not understanding or not knowing at this point when the decision will come down. They've all identified that they don't know. They're trying to be as in close of contact as they can with the Attorney General's office to find out any information that's possible. But right now they're just prepping for the possibility of that announcement, prepping for perhaps some unrest when that announcement comes down.
Sounds like they've got a pretty good buffer zone around that area of up to 25 blocks.
Yeah, the main centralized downtown area, you can't get around. Traffic's being blocked off. They've put concrete barriers everywhere. A lot of the businesses have been shut down for days, boarded up. They're really telling people to work from home. If you don't have to be downtown, don't be. They're shutting down a lot of the parking garages as part of that state of emergency order issued by the mayor, also adding additional security. They don't know what the reaction is going to be, but they're preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
Does that state of emergency tell us that they're not going to indict these officers?
You know, it's hard to tell. They may be just being very precautious, just in case people feel one way or another. We're not getting any indication from anyone at this point what those charges will be, if there are any. Of the charges that these officers potentially face, reckless homicide, manslaughter of the second degree, manslaughter of the first degree, even murder. One could also face a perjury charge, a detective, for allegedly lying in a court document about an investigation resulting from that case. So we don't know what to expect at this point. The family for Breonna Taylor, the attorney says they hope at least, or at the minimum, second-degree manslaughter.
Of course, they can take all of these measures in Louisville, but clearly a reaction may come nationwide. Donovan Mitchell, who plays for the Utah Jazz when they were in the playoffs back in the bubble in Florida, had across his jersey, "Say Her Name," which, of course, was in reference to Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, and what we're seeing is some police forces, some governors across the country starting to prepare for what we saw following the George Floyd death across the country. Right where I'm at in Illinois, the governor has called for a National Guard to be on standby in preparation for unrest in Chicago.
What do we know about the prosecutor who is making the case before this grand jury?
Well, the grand jury, we don't know a ton of information about how this is being laid out. I can tell you that for an indictment to be returned, 9 of 12 grand jurors must be in agreement on these possible charges. So until that happens, I don't know if we're ever going to get an official word that an indictment was not reached, but we'll just have to see. Everything is kind of being controlled right now. At least the information is being controlled by the Kentucky Attorney General's office.
All right, Ryan, we appreciate your coverage there. Up to 6 officers, by the way, could be charged in that no-knock warrant that led to the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. And if and when that announcement comes, we will have it for you here on KSL on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
719 Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, heading through the Salt Lake Valley, we've got just a little bit of slowing appearing on 215 as you go from Redwood over to I-15. It's just before the I-15 turn in Murray. Don't see any delays on the freeway itself, I-15 between Draper and downtown. Out of Tooele County, SR-36, even looking good all the way from Tooele City onto I-80. Eric?
Just a touch of city street slowing in Utah County here and there. Northbound State Street Norm, for instance, at 800 North. A couple of the intersections, Timpanogos Highway, as you move from Highland towards Lehigh. And a little bit of westbound slowdowns on Pioneer Crossing approaching Saratoga Road. But overall, it's a pretty good picture in Utah County. I-15 certainly looks fine. Heather?
We've got delays in Roy. If you're on 4800 South, you're going to see those slowdowns between 3500 West and the railroad tracks. On 5600 South in Roy, it's after the railroad tracks heading toward I-15. But once you get onto the freeway, no problems northbound or southbound. You also have a pretty good commute on I-84 through the mountains and just a little bit of congestion on US 89 when some of those lights turn red. Mr. Mac's BOGO suit sale is back. Buy one suit at $299, get the second for just $1 on a variety of colors and patterns. Visit all 9 Mr. Mac stores. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Only 2 more really warm days, and then, boy, do we get nice here along the Wasatch Front. Here's your forecast with Grant Wayman.
Sunshine still smoky out there and hotter than average temperatures again. 87 is the high. Sunny skies up to 89 tomorrow, and then a lot cooler by Friday. It's going to be nice. 78 the high, lots of sunshine, and 76 on Saturday, mostly sunny. We're up to 77 on Sunday, and again, lots of sunshine. 79 sunny on Monday, and sunny skies 80 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
63 downtown.
Just keeping an eye right now on the U.S. Supreme Court. We've got people all dressed in black that are lining the stairs leading into the Supreme Court building. And the expectation is that Justice Ginsburg's casket will be arriving very shortly. We'll have more coverage of that for you throughout the morning, and we'll check in with Sean Michael now. Lyle coming up next.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:22.
It's time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview coming up 9 to 11 o'clock here on KSL News Radio. And Dave joins us now with a look ahead at what's coming up on the show.
Yeah, right out of the gate, we're going to bring in Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi at 9:20. Remember, she vetoed a mask mandate in August. Now, Provo Orem, they're pulling their hair out trying to figure out what to do. We want to know from her how she plans to dig her city out of orange. And I'm also really interested in this $100,000 that they've set aside to get students to wear masks. I'm dying to know how they're enticing this mask wearing. I'm going to throw out an idea. I think it's going to have some legs. How about a big fat raffle?
Spoken as a dad of a teenager.
They love raffles, Tim.
We'll look forward to the conversation coming up starting at 9 this morning on KSL.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have two absolute priorities. First, to keep ourselves safe, along with our friends, neighbors, and loved ones. Second, to support an environment where the economy can remain viable. To promote these priorities while cherishing our right to self-determination, the Salt Lake Chamber and Utah Department of Health have partnered with organizations throughout Utah to launch Stay Safe to Stay Open. It's a simple but powerful campaign that allows businesses to let their customers know that they have pledged to follow 7 important guidelines to protect employees and the public. These businesses have pledged to conduct temperature checks before work and stay home when sick. Wash hands frequently and avoid touching the face and eyes. Practice social distancing, including wearing face coverings in close common areas. Learn about high-risk groups and help protect them. Cover the mouth when coughing or sneezing. Clean high-touch surfaces frequently and follow public health guidance as updated. To learn more about the pledge in which businesses are participating, please go to stayopenutah.com. You will find a searchable database of restaurants, stores, and other businesses you can trust to have a safe environment. Those businesses can also be clearly identified by colorful Stay Safe to Stay Open signage. Working together, we can get through the coronavirus, and it all begins at stayopenutah.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a filed bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I had somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Your child may have already been vaccinated for coronavirus. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, there's a new candidate for a coronavirus vaccine, and it's been given to people around the world for decades. Clinical trials are underway after it was observed those who got the mumps, measles, rubella vaccination seem not to be getting COVID-19. Dr. Roy Benaroch notes children in the U.S. get MMR shots.
Kids do seem to be a little bit less susceptible to catching COVID and a little bit less likely to have complications from COVID.
Populations around the world with high MMR vaccine rates have fewer COVID cases, and those with low rates like Italy, France, and the U.S., where the shots are mostly just given to kids, there's a lot of COVID. The trial begins in phase 3 because the vaccine is already proven safe. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Let's take a quick look at your money at this moment. The Dow futures is up 195. That's 0.75%. S&P futures up 9.9. That's 0.3. The Nasdaq futures down 8.2, and that's less than 0.1%.
I guess if you're a homeowner, well, even if you're not a homeowner, you've had one or a couple incidences where you've had a water leak in the house, and it soon becomes a little puddle, and then it's a wave, and then you've got damage everywhere. Water knows no boundaries, and it'll find its way like it did underneath my sink, all the way down the wall, into the basement, into the home theater, and bubbled up behind the paint. My kids were back there when they were tiny playing with the bubble and came to report to me that there was something on the wall. Yeah, those are the moments you want to have somebody that you trust, a safe essential service provider that you can call on a moment's notice because every minute counts to get to your house and help you out. And for us, that's Superior Water and Air.
Right. I mean, you need somebody in your corner. And that's Superior Water and Air. Whether you're the homeowner or maybe you're a landlord or you're an office building owner, Superior Water and Air. And I've always thought, you know, what do they say? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Right.
That's why I try and take good care of
of all the different major pieces of equipment in my house, like superiors taught me to do, to have my furnace checked, to have my water heater checked, to have all those things checked. And they get me on sort of a regular schedule. So they'll come by and it's cheap to do. It's not expensive. And that way I try not to have the bigger problems that are more expensive later down the road.
Here's the other thing that Rob and his team do. They have every connection and fitting that you can imagine in the warehouse right there on site so that they can be to your house on a moment's notice. Give yourself a little peace of mind and have this number handy. It's 801-974-9090, or you can look up Superior Water and Air online at superiorwaterandair.com. 729 means triple team traffic back again, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. What's it looking like, Andy?
We've got a crash out in West Jordan, 7800 South, 2700 West, over by West Jordan High. We've got a little bit of a heavy traffic, I-15 at 90 South, and then you're clear after that into downtown. Eric?
Heading north on the 215 East Belt, no problems. If you move past I-80 onto Foothill Drive, you do have a little bit of congestion, very small amount, though, between 1700 South and Sunnyside Avenue, at least not enough to amount to delays. I-15 Utah County, no problems northbound or southbound. Heather?
Pretty good drive for the most part through Weber and Davis County. We are seeing a touch of slowing, a little brake lights southbound I-15 through the Clearfield area, but everybody else moving along at nicely. Head to Logan now. Leaves are turning red and orange in the canyons. Check out live performances of Forever Plaid and the Taffetas with social distancing. Visit exploreLogan.com for hot getaway deals. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's find out how warm it gets today and check the forecast with you, Grant.
Well, we're going to get a lot of sunshine today this time around, and it's smoky as well. High temperatures back up to 87 and hotter tomorrow, 89 and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 63 degrees.
Well, we don't have any crashes affecting any drivers anywhere right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin this half hour with breaking news from the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, where the casket of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is set to arrive. And as a matter of fact, it has arrived.
Let's go live to ABC's coverage with Aaron Katursky.
On the courthouse steps is how many of them are women. And this is, in the end, the great contribution Ruth Ginsburg made to America and law and life, was fighting endlessly for the rights of women, to elevate women. And each one of those clerks, each one, of particularly those women who served with her, each one of them now is at a university, at teaching law or practicing law. And the influence keeps radiating, Aaron. It doesn't end with Justice Ginsburg. These clerks then fan out through American life and law, and carrying her message, carrying her values, carrying the priorities that she so strongly held. And it's a fascinating and striking tribute to her and to her influence that so many of these young people that she mentored and tutored over 27 years on the Supreme Court, but let's remember she was a federal judge before that, so many of them are women, and each one of them is carrying the legacy of Ruth Ginsburg into her professional life, Aaron.
ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts, the flag-wrapped casket of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been removed from its hearse, carried by members of the Supreme Court police clad in dark suits, walking in tiny lockstep, moving the casket toward the plaza and up the steps where members of Ginsburg's family are waiting to receive it, along with more than 100 law clerks. A somber, quiet scene at the United States Supreme Court. I'm Aaron Katursky, and you're listening to live coverage from ABC News. Betsy West, I wanted to get your thoughts on this moment. You directed the 2018 documentary RBG, former colleague of ours here at ABC News. Betsy, she had been sick for quite some time, finally succumbing on Friday to pancreatic cancer. But she was so active and working right up until the end.
Absolutely. I mean, these pictures are extraordinarily moving as the casket of
Justice Ginsburg is carried up into the Supreme Court, the place where she loved. And she would say, I love the law. I have the best job in the world. And when she did begin to suffer from different kinds of cancer, she worked so hard to keep herself going. And in fact, she spent many hours in the Supreme Court gym, initially after she had had a bout of colon cancer, getting herself in shape, because it was important to her to keep going. And as you said, to make the rulings and the dissents that were the basis of her philosophy about our democracy and about the rule of law.
Betsy West, who directed the 2018 documentary RBG, the flag-wrapped casket of Justice Ginsburg, carried by members of the Supreme Court police, up the steps of the courthouse. ABC's Devin Dwyer is there and with us live. Devin, this is extraordinary.
Yeah, I've seen nothing like it in my years covering the Supreme Court. Someone who has touched, as you've been saying, so many lives professionally, but just across the country, the outpourings have been profound, from the San Francisco, of course, to New York, which she loved so much, but also tiny towns and communities in between, Dayton, Ohio, Bloomington, Indiana, Minneapolis, Minnesota, people turning out, saying prayers, holding vigils for the late justice. She's just gone inside now, we can see at the top, as her casket likely to be placed on top of the same platform held Abraham Lincoln in 1865 and countless other American icons. She's going down in history, Aaron, here in a place that is steeped in rich tradition.
Devin, we don't often get to a window into these ceremonies, but we are expected to see Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, make some remarks. And this private ceremony is really for family and close friends to say goodbye. 27 years she spent in that court, and as Betsy was saying, it was a place that she loved and a place that she impacted. And that seems to be what those tributes you're talking about around the country are about.
She modeled civility, Aaron, at a time when we could use a little bit more of it in our politics and in our communities. And I was struck by not just the friendship that she had with Antonin Scalia, the conservative icon, which garners a lot of attention, but also her friendship with Justice Clarence Thomas. Those two were so close. They shared a view of minimalism, judicial minimalism in the law, and also a close personal friendship. You know, in my days covering arguments at the Supreme Court, it had become a thing to see Clarence Thomas reach out his hand to help Justice Ginsburg step down from the bench in her later years so that
You've been listening to live coverage from the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. Really quite a sight, Amanda. I don't know if you have a chance to see it there at home, but of the eight pallbearers that brought the casket from the hearse into the resting place there inside the Supreme Court building, two of those were women, and all were former clerks of Justice Ginsburg. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg casket now in place inside the Supreme Court building.
Following a private ceremony in the court's great hall, the casket will be moved to the top of the court's front steps so that members of the public can pay their respects.
We'll keep an eye on that, and we'll have more coming up in 2 minutes.
There's a whole lot of camping going on. That's right. The RV show was canceled, but the manufacturers are sending millions of dollars of excess inventory to Paris RV. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your family's future. Fun, relaxation, camping, RVing across the country. Spending that valued time you worked so hard for to have the luxury of spending time with your loved ones. With the manufacturer sending Paris RV millions of dollars of inventory, this is the time to find that travel trailer, tent trailer, fifth wheel, motorhome, or toy hauler that you've been dreaming of. Get to Paris RV now. Now, hundreds will be on display at Utah's low price leader, Paris RV, now through September 26th at both Murray locations, 4360 South State and 5545 South State, or shop online at bearsrv.com. Don't miss out on this huge inventory event.
Select Health is launching its new school-based wellness program, B3, Brain Body Boost. B3 is free and rewards teachers while getting students active. Learn more at b3kids.com.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our ultra-mega back-to-school blowout sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra-high-quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy! Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC Laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC Laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC Laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
KSL News Time 7:39. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Amanda, traffic through Salt Lake County on I-15 is moving just fine, but we've got a crash out in West Jordan that's backing traffic up from 3200 to 2700 West in the eastbound lanes right before, it's right in front of the Cal Ranch store there in West Jordan. Traffic on Bangor, a little bit busy near 104th, but otherwise pretty clean all the way to the airport. Eric?
Heading out to the mountains, no problems this morning. I-80 looks good out to Park City and U.S. 189 through Provo Canyon to Heber City. Got dry roads there. I-15 in Utah County, northbound from Spanish Fork and Springville. No difficulties going up to Lehigh, endpoint of the mountain. Heather?
Got quite a bit more traffic southbound I-15 through Davis County, and we're starting to see a few brake lights as people come out of Kaysville and approach the US 89 and Legacy Parkway split. But that's the only slowdown I see on the major freeways through Weber and Davis County. City streets are filling in as well, especially in Ogden and in Roy on both 4800 and 5600 south. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant's back with a quick look at the KSL weather pattern here, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Weather pattern showing a big high pressure here, but a front coming through on Friday over the weekend. It'll cool us down. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 62 degrees.
We'll be talking more about the Electoral College and what makes a state where they, the deciding factor of these states that are so close. More on that coming up in just a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Don't go away. It's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks as always for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. We were talking about how much more time we're spending cleaning around our houses these days, and it's because we're staying in the house longer. If you're working from home and dealing with the kids who have been in and out of school, maybe it's time for you to get that carpet clean. And if it is, Zero Res has a fantastic deal for you.
We called just this week. We didn't schedule it for a couple of weeks to come because we want to have it before some friends are coming. But this is the way to do it, is you just pick up the phone, you call 801-288-0288-9376, and you just tell them, I want to have this many rooms cleaned, or maybe I want to have this many stairs cleaned. And they come and do the most fantastic job with that empowered water we've told you about for years.
Yeah, that means no soaps, no shampoos, no harsh chemicals. Your carpets are going to dry faster, they're going to stay clean longer, and that means that your carpets are going to last longer around the house.
After Zero Res comes, not only do the carpets look fantastic, but it just seems to brighten the whole house. The house smells better. You're not going to regret. You're going to feel terrific after Zero Res comes and cleans your carpets.
Make sure you tell them that you heard it here with Tim and Amanda. $33 per room cleaned, and the fourth one absolutely free. So three rooms at $33. Call Zero Res, 801-288-9376. That's 288-ZERO.
Or search online at Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
In Utah, we know the importance of family. Your family plays a critical role in slowing the spread of COVID-19. As we return to work, school, and other activities, we should wear a mask. It can help protect your family, keep local businesses open, and strengthen Utah's economy. Most importantly, if you feel sick, stay home and away from others. We'll all be here for you when you feel better. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
I'm Congressman Chris Stewart. Throughout my time in Congress, many things have changed, from national security and privacy to the right to life and religious liberty. These challenges have kept me very busy. I'm one of the few members of the elite China Task Force and created the National Suicide Hotline. I voted to protect newborns by supporting the Born Alive Act and to help funding for Hill Air Force Base, national parks, and the new Salt Lake Airport. I'm Congressman Chris Stewart, fighting the tough fights and delivering for Utah.
I'm Chris Stewart, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Friends for Chris Stewart.
Have you been laid off, furloughed, permitted to resign, fired, offered early retirement or a buyout because this virus affected your continued employment? If so, don't leave your 401k or company plan with your old employer. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, strongly recommending you roll that old plan over. By leaving it there, you completely lose control. If your old company goes out of business or gets purchased, your money could be tied up in litigation for years. Don't risk the money you've worked so hard for by leaving it with the company you no longer work for. Trajan Wealth specializes in 401k and company plan rollovers. We'll walk you through it and even complete the paperwork for you. Don't leave your 401k unprotected and unsupervised. As a fiduciary, Trajan Wealth has the experience and knowledge to help you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
And the news is brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Utah County, you have been served. You're officially under a new mask mandate. Tonight, you revert back to the orange phase. 9:20 today, Mayor Kafusi calling in live. We're going to ask her how she plans to dig her city out of orange.
KSL News Time now, 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, a public face mask mandate now in effect in Utah County until October 20th after a reported spike in COVID-19 cases.
Second, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is expressing doubt with December 1st as the start of the next NBA regular season. He thinks it might get pushed back to 2021 instead.
Third, let's take another peek at how the roads are doing, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faith.
Crash in West Jordan, backing traffic on 7800 South, approaching 2700 West. But the freeway, I-15, still in good shape between Ogden and Provo for now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine, hazy at 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 63 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
A hearse carrying the flag-draped casket of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg arriving at the Supreme Court right now. Afterwards, she will lie in repose in the portico so mourners can pay their respects. ABC's Devin Dwyer is there.
That memorial we saw, the pictures, the knickknacks, the messages, the letters, the flowers that had strewn this plaza behind me have been taken away for now. Some of those given to the late justice's family, others collected for a museum. Those are gone, but the outpouring of profound grief for somebody who has touched so many American lives is simply remarkable.
ABC's Karen Travers with more on the rest of the week.
President Trump will visit the Supreme Court on Thursday to pay his respects to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. On Friday, Ginsburg will make history as the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. 34 men have been honored that way since 1852.
And that casket is now being carried up the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court right now. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Let's go in depth. With less than 6 weeks until Election Day, some political analysts are stepping up their critiques of the Electoral College, and some are calling for it to be abolished.
But others say there have been hundreds of attempts to do away with the college, and all of them have failed. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more in this in-depth report.
We have a projection. It is a big one. It is the state of Florida. 29 electoral votes. They go to Donald Trump.
Even though the Electoral College became law in 1788, the way it works still seems to confuse many people.
The thought that we're casting a vote not for a candidate, for a slate of electors, it just doesn't really match up with how we do it for every other candidate.
Utah Elections Director Justin Lee says it was made to balance power between larger and smaller states in picking a president. The American Bar Association says there have been over 700 proposals to either abolish the Electoral College or reform it, and none of them have worked. However, Lee says some states have modified how they use it to give the popular vote more teeth.
Whichever candidate wins the national vote, that party's electors get to cast electoral votes instead of the person who wins in a given state.
Lee he says other people have tried to allow for faithless electors in Utah, which would let them vote their conscience instead of their party. And when the electors actually cast their ballots, it usually goes unnoticed.
If I think back to 2012, I think there was one class of students who showed up to watch the actual elector process.
Unnoticed right up until 2016.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox trying to keep order.
That year, Utah was considered much more of a battleground state than it is now.
Utah, I will vote! I will vote!
Former DNC chair Donna Brazile even made a campaign stop for Hillary Clinton. Political science professor Tim Chambliss says third-party candidate Evan McMullen made analysts think the state would not select Donald Trump.
He actually earned 21.5% of the popular vote.
He says a state can be perceived as a battleground for many reasons. For instance, how close are the candidates in the polls? And these states have voters that pay more attention to issues other than the parties. One issue this election cycle, the recent death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Chambliss believes that could bring out a wave of voters.
It's impacting our behavior as we try to make our ongoing experiment in democracy successful.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And our thanks to Paul Nelson with the in-depth report there at 15 and 45. 749, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Beginning to see some I-15 slowdowns now from 90th to 7200 South over in West Jordan. A crash at 78 South, 2700 West has eastbound traffic backed up all the way almost to Old Bingham Highway, at least to 3200 West. And Bangor delays getting worse at 62 and 4700 South as you head north across the valley. Eric?
Got some extra congestion starting to happen if you're heading out of Saratoga Springs over towards I-15 on Lehigh's Main Street and Pioneer Crossing at 800 North and Orem. Likewise, seeing a little bit more in the way of volume as you move from University Avenue over to State Street and right when you get to the freeway as well. I-15 continues to look sharp, though, in Utah County. No problems. Heather?
We have a pretty good drive through Weber and Davis County. Most of the volume of cars is on I-15 southbound, coming out of Ogden all the way down into Bountiful and North Salt Lake area. But you have most of the congestion on some of the city streets in Ogden, Roy, and Bountiful as well. And for those of you in Woods Cross, you do have a portion of 1500 South closed between 900 and 1100 West. So you need to find an alternate route. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast. Good morning to you, Grant.
Hey, Amanda. Good morning. All right. Fall is here. It's still going to feel like summer for two more days. Okay, then it's really going to be cooling down nicely. Today's high 87, lots of sunshine, 89, sunny tomorrow, again smoky both days. Here's the good news, if you want the fall weather, it is going to feel like it on Friday. As it cools down thanks to a front, highs that day about 78, it's cooler for the weekend. By the way, the morning's dropping to the low 50s Saturday and Sunday morning. Saturday's high 76, sunshine, great weather for the game. Sunday 78, mostly sunny skies, or actually 76. It'll be nice and warm, and then not too hot, 70s on Monday, right near 80 in sunshine on Tuesday.
Yeah, the bummer is when you say it's going to be pleasant for the game.
I know, no fans.
Only for the guys in uniform.
Good for the
but that's,
players,
that's the most important thing.
Yep.
Unless you're one of the 6,000 that were holding a ticket to get in and see him play Troy this week.
I know.
Yeah, that's tough. All right, sir, right now, sun's up, 63 degrees downtown.
Don't miss Siegel Books celebrating sisterhood event all day Friday and Saturday. Receive a free gift with every purchase during this incredible two-day sale. Get the 3-inch Christa statue, just $3.99. And all clearance price Sweet Salt clothing will be an additional 20% off. Drop by Siegel Book or enjoy this sale online all day Friday and Saturday. Get your free gift with every purchase in person or online. Either way, don't miss celebrating sisterhood at Siegel Book or SiegelBook.com.
Ciao, Mr. World here, on the world's most scenic road trip. Oh, the views are superb, magnifico. You know, kind of like the designer styles at Eyeglass World. Yeah, they got hundreds of designer styles for hundreds less. And their same-day service? Mwah! Bellissimo!
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Don't miss Siegel Books celebrating sisterhood event all day Friday and Saturday. Receive a free gift with every purchase during this incredible two-day sale. Get the 3-inch Krista statue, just $3.99. An all-clearance price Sweet Salt clothing will be an additional 20% off. Drop by Siegel Book or enjoy this sale online all day Friday and Saturday. Get your free gift with every purchase in person or online. Either way, don't miss celebrating sisterhood at Siegel Book or SiegelBook.com.
If you have higher than a 2.38% interest rate, call Associated Mortgage now, 943-1999. Best rates, best service, save thousands. 2.7% APR.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Costco is reportedly removing Palmetto cheese from store shelves after the owner of the cheese company reportedly made disparaging remarks about the Black Lives Matter organization. The cheese company says they remain optimistic their products will be back on the shelves in the not-too-distant future.
The Uncle Ben's rice brand is changing its name to Ben's Original. The company says they're still deciding what image will be on the box with the new name.
And KSL Drive's Tesla CEO Elon Musk says their new battery technology and other improvements are so efficient, he'll be able to sell electric self-driving cars that start at $25,000. But the company's stock actually dipped after the announcement because Musk says the changes aren't going to be ready probably for another 3 years.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. And the markets are mixed right now in a half hour of trading. The Dow is up 64. That's a quarter of a percent. We're at 27,352. The S&P is down just 3 points, just a fraction. And the NASDAQ is down 57. That's about a half a percent.
It's time for Cougar Tracks and time to check in with Mitch Harper.
With Provo and Orr moving back to an orange phase amidst COVID-19, means no fans will be in attendance for BYU's home opener this Saturday against the Troy Trojans. Head coach Kalani Sitake reacted to the news last night on his weekly coaches show that you heard here on KSL News Radio.
It's disappointing. We love our fans and look forward to being back at home and entertaining them and doing as much as we can to play at our best. And so knowing that the fans aren't going to be there, we're going to have to create our own energy and passion on the sidelines and be ready for that game. This is the second game that we'll have without any fans, so we should be used to creating our own energy on the sideline. But hopefully we can get things back to normal after these 2 weeks and get some fans in there. But until then, we're just really thankful for the opportunity to keep playing football.
Along with the Troy game, there will also be no fans at the October 2nd matchup against Louisiana Tech. For more on this story, subscribe to the Cougar Tracks podcast on kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Time now for our special morning broadcast of Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. Hear more of Jeff's Minutes this afternoon from 3 to 7, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
There are people who love flying, cramped seats and all. They enjoy the ritual of slinking down the runway, squeezing their bag into the overhead, and even playing elbow hockey to get space on the armrest.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know.
These people who love airborne travel have had a rough go these past 6 months because there's no place to go. Tourism is dead. The business world's in retreat. But finally comes a bright spot in a bleak year. Australia's national airline is scheduled to flight to nowhere. Those who miss the joys of air travel will get on a Qantas jet, feel the rumble of tires on tarmac, the thrust of the powerful jets, and soar to nowhere. The flight starts in Sydney, it runs up the Australian coast to the Great Barrier Reef, and then back home again. It's nonstop. The cheapest ticket for this 7-hour flight was $575, and it's sold out in 10 short minutes. So desperate are travel junkies, they're willing to pay for a purposeless trip. And it's not the first. A Japanese carrier did the same thing last month. Other airlines are considering these flights because it helps put money in the bank and keeps their pilots on the payroll. Seems crazy, right? Take one of these flights, and when a friend asks, "Where'd you go?" you'll answer, "Nowhere."
We're on the road.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Summer is behind us. The colder fall and winter months stretch out ahead.
traffic is starting to back up a little more. And the 2020 election will be here before you know it.
I approve this message.
The next few weeks are a time to stay dialed in. So stay informed. Ask Alexa each morning. Play KSL News Radio. And join us here, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News Time 7:59. Another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
And right now, traffic is it was starting to back up just after the 90th South exit, but now it looks like it's starting to speed up again. We do have a crash in West Jordan, 78 South, at 2700 West, although it looks like they've now reopened both of the lanes on 78 South at that intersection. And now we've got a new crash in Tooele. It's on SR 36 just after Sunset Road. In Lake Point, traffic is already backed up to Canyon Road. Eric?
Kind of a little slow spot right now over on Pioneer Crossing as you go by Crossroads. This is on the west side of Redwood Road as you head out towards the Cedar Ford Eagle Mountain area. I-15 continues to look good, although getting over there from Saratoga Springs, a little bit congested, Lehigh's Main Street and Pioneer Crossing. But the freeway itself is looking sharp this morning in Utah County. Heather?
It's a pretty good drive for Weber and Davis County drivers. No problems on I-15 northbound or southbound from Ogden to Salt Lake, and you've got good speeds on I-84 through the mountains. Hercules First Federal Credit Union announces the opening of their newest location in Harriman. Stop by or visit HerculesCU.com for more on their competitive rates and other locations to serve you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still going to feel like summer out there today.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.